He got a spare safety wire and started to tie the mines together in a long string. They had magnetic grips to hold them to hulls. He had asked for them, thinking he could drop them in a circle on top of the drone and blow an entry hole in. Useless for that, but he would put them to work now. A garland. Chrissy, when she was a little girl, used to make flower garlands and put them on his pony's neck. He was wandering again. He gritted his teeth and kept at his job. The manual had said, "Do not pack mines with contact fuses in such a way that the fuses can be subjected to closure by the weight of another mine." A vision of the Cyclo belt buckle, as he had seen it many times on Turl, rose before him. The clouds of gas in the sky. How he had hated it. A garland. He had the mines strung. He then took a long length of blast cord and wove it through the holes in the limpet bases that let the mines cling to metal. He hoped they didn't cling. Yards and yards of blast cord looped past the contact of each mine and up parallel with the safety wire. It was all so heavy. So very, very heavy. He was starting to black out again. He caught himself. He managed to get the long end of the safety cord through an upper I-beam support. Using its friction as a brake, he got the mines suspended over the inspection hole and lowered them carefully down into the housing. Down they went, deeper and deeper. Good thing this drone wasn't rolling, or the mines would snap over to cling magnetically to the inside skin of the housing. Careful, careful, lower and lower. There was a sudden jerk. The bottom mine had hit the bottom of the housing interior. Good. No, not so good. Had the drone motor changed pitch? Or was that just part of the murky sea of semi-delusion in which he was so slowly moving? Were the mines altering the space contour of the interior and affecting the motor drive? He didn't know, but there was no time. He tied the safety line fast to a beam. The loose, long end of the blast cord he threw up over the upper structural bars. Ow! But that hurt his head. Was it in front of the plane's guns? Near enough. He got the blasting caps. Percussion, it said on the box, in Cyclo. He started to fasten a single cap on the blast cord directly ahead of his guns. Then, with a burst of finality, he tied the whole box to it. He checked, thinking with difficulty. When he fired the guns, it would set off the caps. These would fire the blast cord, and that would fire the mines. He realized then it would have been smarter to have sealed it with the housing cover. He looked down into the depths. He turned a torch down there. Was it possible to recover the inspection plate cover and its nuts? But he forgot about that. His light was playing straight on the fuel intake cap. There were two caps. No, five tubes. Into these, he knew, would be stuffed hundreds of fuel cartridges, dropped in one after the other. A drone like this required an enormous number of cartridges. It must. Waves of nausea and blackness were hitting him. He mustn't tip his head over and look down. That was the secret. He wondered whether those big fuel tube covers would move. They were usually just screwed on. With difficulty, he got down to them. With both hands, he gave one a twist. It spun easily. Within a minute, he had five fuel tubes open, the covers clanging down into the dark belly. For a while, it wouldn't affect the drone, but if a blast fed into those open tubes, oh my! He checked everything again. The drone soared out. But not for long, he told himself, grimly.